Well, welcome back, everybody. I hope that you have been enjoying Galatians, and I hope that DBS was fruitful for you guys, and it was a good kind of new direction that Paul's going in Galatians. And really, Paul kind of, this is the first time that Paul stops in Galatians chapter 5, the second half. He stops going against or saying or rallying, I guess, against the law. And he begins to paint a picture of what life ought to look like. Because certainly, if there is no law, then what about the standards that we are supposed to live by? What do we even call sin? And as I've said quite a few times, the target has changed. The target used to be to follow the rules, and now the target is to be like Jesus. And because of the amazing work that Christ did on the cross and because of his resurrection, we actually get a chance by the power of the Spirit to actually become more and more like Christ. We are turning into his very image with ever-increasing glory, is what Paul says in 1 Corinthians. And so here we see a picture of what Paul's going to say, this is how you ought to live. And he talks about living by the Spirit's power. And he juxtaposes the life of the flesh, the trying to earn any kind of achievement towards Jesus is going to produce something negative in your life. That's the fruit of the flesh, where he talks about. He says the results are very clear. Sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and others, sins like that. And that is because our sinful nature, our flesh nature, if we try to do any kind of work in our own power, then that will be the result. We will end up just absolutely just ruining everything. Basically, Paul's trying to convince us that we are utterly hopeless, and that it's not us that produces any form of righteousness, it is actually the Holy Spirit. And he says that if you live by the Spirit, then the fruit of the Spirit will be love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no condemnation. So the two ways in which Paul is saying you could live is either by your own power, trying to follow some sort of rules or moral code and striving under your own work and your own flesh, but that will lead to ruin because we are, in fact, sinful creatures. But instead, if we allow the Spirit to do his work in us, then the results will also be clear. Now, the job that we have to do is to really let that just sink down into our soul, to realize that we can't achieve anything, that we can't do any of this without the power of the Spirit, because that will produce in us the right way of thinking and the right way of acting, because we will be hopelessly devoted to Jesus, but reliant on Jesus. If we realize that it's not us but him, then we will want to be with him, we will want to be next to him, and the job that we have to do is to put ourselves in positions to be transformed by him. That's what happens when we spend some time in the Word. We want to see what Jesus said. We want to allow the Holy Spirit to speak through the living, breathing Word of Jesus. When we spend time in prayer, we're asking for the presence of God to be in our lives so that we can be changed. We ask, what are you trying to say to me? And then you're saying, well, what should I do about it? When God reveals something in your life, we respond because we love him. And if we learn to take what all this is that Paul is saying, that we are totally reliant on the Spirit if we want to live by the Spirit, then that will produce a difference in us. And that will also change the way we look at the rest of the world, at maybe brand new believers that don't know exactly all the character of Jesus. and we will learn to help each other and to spur each other on. And as we will talk about on Sunday, there is a process for when believers get out of or get further and further away from Jesus, how we restore them, how we bring them back. But for this week, we talked, Paul really just hammered home and probably almost locked into place what he's been trying to say all along, is that the fruit of your flesh is not going to do anything but harm you and harm the world around you. And the fruit of the Spirit must be what you rely on. And if you do, you will be changed, the world around you will be changed, and things will never be the same. So I hope that you had a great time in DBS. I hope you had great fellowship with each other. I can't wait till we're together on Sunday. Until then, I'll see you guys later.